Be'ezras Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. Today's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Moyer, Rav David Spear, Rav Yosef, and for continued Refuah Shleimah for David Beyer Ben Mendel. Today's daf is Ksubas Daf Lamed Gimel, and we left off at the words for Rav Yochanan, my time lo Omar Ka'ula, on the bottom of Lamed Beis Amid Beis. Good morning, Shlomo David, Harav Dov, Binyamin Ben Shneir Zalman Dunn, Dr. Joe, Chanuch Henuch, Reb Mordechai, Tzvika, and Eitan. Give it to me again. Yeah, Eitan what?
Eitan Naftali Meir.
All right, we're going to get it. Eitan Naftali Meir. Good morning to you, Eitan Naftali Meir. Here we go. Now, Rabbi Isai, in yesterday's daf, basically, both yesterday's daf and today's daf are dealing with the same general question, which is a very simple question. First Mishnah, third Perek Makos. If you rape a girl who's your sister, you get Malkus. Chavya Krisis get Malkus. Our Mishnah says if you rape your sister, you pay Knas. Mammon, Malkus. You don't get two punishments, so how could the Mishnah say you get both? So in yesterday's daf, we presented Ula's answer. Ula was the first answer. Ula said, we're talking about where the girl is a Nara. So in the case where she gets Malkus, Ula says, where is she going to get Malkus? Ula says, she's going to get Malkus where she is a Nara. I'm sorry, where she's a Bogeres, right? If she's a Bogeres, there's no Knas, so there's Malkus. If she's a Nara, she'll get payment and not Malkus. Which shows you that Ula's general opinion is, whenever you have money and lashes, Ula holds, you get pay the money and you don't get the lashes. And that was yesterday's daf. That was Ula. Rabbi Yochanan says the opposite. Rabbi Yochanan says, whenever you have money and lashes, you only get the lashes. I say, how come our Mishnah says you pay money? It's talking about where you didn't give Hasra'ah. So if there's no Hasra'ah for lashes, then you'll get money. But if there is Hasra'ah for lashes, even though you have lashes and money, you only get lashes. So again, we're going to have a third opinion today at the end of the daf. But so far we got two. Ula, Rabbi Yochanan. Ula says whenever you have money and lashes, you get money. Rabbi Yochanan says whenever you have money and lashes, you get lashes. But they both agree you only get one punishment. Now, so we're up to Rabbi Yochanan. Now, the Gemara had wanted to know what's the source of Ula. So first the Gemara thought it was a Mamatzinu from Cholo B'Chaveiro, a Mamatzinu from Edom Zomim, a Tzara Shaviv from both Chovel B'Chaveiro and Edom Zomim. Finally, the Gemara says, no, it's a Gzera Shava. Tachas, Tachas. Ula learns that. It says Tachas by Chovel B'Chaveiro. It says Tachas by rape. So just like Chovel B'Chaveiro is money and not lashes, so to rape is money and not lashes. That was the Gemara's conclusion. So now the Gemara wants to know, well, why does Rabbi Yochanan not like Ula? So that's what we're up to on the bottom. Rabbi Yochanan says you get lashes, not money. Ula says you get money, not lashes, says Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan, my time, alomar ku'ula. Why does Rabbi Yochanan not like Ula's logic of where he says that that anytime you have money and Malkus, you only get money, says the Gemara. Ibn Kain, bital to erva sachos chalo sagali. Rabbi Yochanan says if you're going to make the guy pay money and not get lashes, you will never have a case of lashes for the lav of Eres Achos Chalo Segale for raping your sister, because your sister's not married, so you're never going to have lashes for that, because you're always going to pay money and not lashes. Says the Gemara, oh really? That's a svara. Chol b'chaver nami and came b'tal del Yosef pen Yosef. Why isn't that a problem about damaging your friend? We said yesterday that where's the source in the Torah they're not allowed to hit somebody? Where's the source in the Torah they're not allowed to hit somebody? Well, the Torah says that if a guy's chayv lashes, you give him 39 lashes. And you're not allowed to give him more than 39. Because if you give him more than 39, you're going to be chayv lashes. For giving lashes, yeah. So that's called lo Yosef pen Yosef. Right? You're not allowed to add on for the 39 lashes. So the Gemara says, well, by Chol B'Chaveru, you pay money and there's no lashes. So also you're mevatel the lav. You're never going to have lashes for that lav. Chol B'Chaveru, nami im kein bidatel Yosef ben Yosef, Edim Zomim. Nami, we said yesterday, Edim Zomim is also an exception to the rule. That Edim Zomim only gives money and not lashes. We're going to speak about that a lot today. Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shaklin Yavor. Eidim zo mimnamim kein bitat vayim bilakos harasha. Torah says, by Eidim Zomin, that there's lashes. So if it's always money and not lashes, when are you going to have lashes? It says Mo'ela. Eidim Zomin efshal kiyuma ben grushim ben chalutza. There is one case of Eidim Zomin that's going to get lashes. Of course, there's no chi of money. You don't do kasher zamam. Right? If two Eidim come to Bezin and say, right, the very first Mishnah in Makos, for those who are familiar, two Eidim come to Bezin and say, this guy is a chalal. He's a ben grusha ben chalutza. So you're not making him lose money. So what's the punishment? Says the first Mishnah Makos, he gets lashes. So there is a case of Eidim Zomim. It's a weird case. It's a wild case. Yotzei min haklal. But there is lashes. If he smacks him, but it's worth less than a pruta, so we're not going to be mechayiv in mamon, because Bezin ain't going to sit for a court case less than a pruta. We're not going to be mechayiv in less than a pruta, so he's going to get lashes. So if your sister's a bulgaris, if you rape your sister and she's a bulgaris, she's not going to get knas, because knas is only a nara. Once she hits 12 and a half, there's going to be no money. So there's going to be no money, so then there'll be lashes. So there is a case of lashes. So we're back to the question of Yochanan. Why does Rabbi Yochanan not like Ula? Don't tell me Im Kain Bital to Torah's Adam's Torah's Ervas Lo Sagala Ervas Achoso Ervas Achoso Lo Sagala. No, you have a case if she's a Bulgaris. We have a lot. So back to the question. Why does Rabbi Yochanan not like Ula's Drasha of tachas tachas, from rape to chovel b'chavero, just like chovel b'chavero is only money, so too rape should be money. No, I need tachas for a different drashah. Damar Abaye, because Abaye is going to say later on in Daf Mem, Damar Abaye, Amar Kra, what does the Torah say? The man who raped her gives to her father 50 shekel, tachas asher ina. The 50 shekel, tachas asher ina. The 50 shekel is only for the relations. What about collateral damage, like boshes, embarrassment, pagam? Oh, 50 shekels, tachas asher ina. Hi, tachas asher ina, michlal diga boshes pagam. He uses the word tachas to say the 50 shekel is only for this, but that implies that there's another payment that's not connected to the actual marital relations themselves. It's the fallout from the marital relations. The boshes, she's worth less now. There's embarrassment, boshes supagav. V'ula, so how does Ula know that? He uses tachas to teach me tachas, tachas. So v'ula nafkalei mi derava, damar rava, amar kra. V'nasana ish ha-shochev ima levien ha-rachamishim kasef, so ha-noas shchiva is chamishim mechlad diga boshes supagav. Hashochevima, the extra words, the 50 shekels only for the relations. I don't know why the Gemara doesn't continue. Usually the Gemara will continue and say, okay, so why can he learn it out from Hashochevima? I don't know why the Gemara chooses not to go that route. But anyway, that's why Rabbi Yochanan does not like Ula. So at the end of the day, Ula says the rule is money and not Malkus. Rabbi Yochanan says the rule is Malkus and not money. Now, in yesterday's daf, we had one reason why Eidim Zomimim, when he's chayv Malkus and Mamon, Eidim Zomimim get money and not Malkus. Even though every Eid Zomim also violates Losana Breacha Eid Shaker. He's testifying falsely, so he should get lashes for that. But no, we do Kasha Zomim, right? If you wanted to kill somebody, we kill them. If they wanted to chayv somebody money, we make them pay money. So since we do Kasha Zomim, so we don't give them lashes. I don't understand. If Eidim Zomim, who says, why do we give him money and not lashes? So in yesterday's daf, we had a drasha, Beferish Rib Satora Eidim Zomim Lutashlumin. We learned it out from the words, Kasher, Yad Tachas Yad. So Yad, Dovra Nitan Miyad Liyad, Vahainu Mamun. So why the extra pasuk Yad Tachas Yad? Right? Ayin Tachas Ayin, Shein Tachas Shein. Right? In yesterday's daf, it said the extra pasuk Yad Tachas Yad teaches me that if an Eid Zomim is chayv Malkus for Losana and Mamon because of Kasha Zomam, so then we pay the money and not the lashes. Why Yad Tachas Yad? So today's daf, we're going to have a few more possible sources for why Eidim Zomim pay money and not lashes. Rabbi Eliezer, the Amora Omer. Eidim Zomim, Amonim Mishal Mikol Olaki, Mishum Delav B'nei Hasraninu. Eidim Zomim have to pay money and not lashes because you can't give them Hasra. And you can't give a punishment like lashes, a bodily punishment. You can't give without Hasra. Why not? A technical problem. Amar Rav Teda. I'll prove to you why Edom Zomim can't get Hasra. Nisri Buhu Emas. When are you going to give the guy his Hasra? Nisri Buhu Meikara. If you're going to warn them before they come into Bezdin. Amri Ishtalion. They're going to say, we forgot the Hasra. It's too early. We forgot. We didn't know it was Hasra to testify falsely. It's a strange thing that somebody should think that it was. Okay, but anyway, you got to give him Hasra. So if you gave him Hasra before, you better know, guys. If you testify falsely, we're going to give you 39 lashes. But if you give it them before they show up to Bezin, it's too early. They're going to forget it. Nisri Behu Bishas Maisa, if we tell them right as they're ready to open their mouths and testify, Parshi Velo Misahade. So then they're not going to testify. People will generally be scared to, what do I need this? Oh, you suspect me of lying? Well, I don't need to be doing this. You suspect me from lying? Well, I'm out of here. It's going to scare them away. We showed them point out that there's Gemaras in Sanhedrin that say we go through a whole routine of scaring them into telling the truth. Like, we want to scare them into telling the truth. What's the Gemara saying? Oh, don't give them Hasra for Malkus because we're afraid we're going to scare them out of testifying. So it's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Chav Tes. They used to scare the witnesses, and they're not worried about maybe they'll run away. So the Shita Mekubetza, so the Ritva asked the Kasha. So he says, we would say to them, you should know that the way we try to scare them out of it is by saying, if you guys were like paid to testify falsely, you should know the people who paid you off to testify falsely, they think so low of you. They're just using you. You're like a tool for them. Sade Shikari a ograyu zile. You should know, when people rent, liars, they really think very low of you. However, over here, we would say that you should know, if you testify about somebody that they're going to die, well, you're going to die. So they're going to say, they're going to run away. They're going to say, like, maybe this guy will hire two guys to say you were with us, and then we're going to get killed. Here, these guys, they're coming to tell the truth. And two witnesses are coming and say, oh, these guys are with us. They're going to kill them. So that's what the Gemara says. That's what the Ritva says. That this is worse than what we do over there. That's like only like minor league dissuasion. But here it's like we say to them, if you're lying, we're going to kill you. If you say Reuven killed Shimon and two other Edom say you were with us, guess what? We're going to kill you. If you say, Reuven... smack you, whatever it is. Nisri, back in the Gemara. Nisri Hu Basof, if we warn them after they testify, like, you guys sure you want to say this? You could always back out. My Dehava have it. It was already, they already testified. It's already done. So what does it help warning him afterwards? Why don't we give them the Hasra within the amount of time it says, Shalom Alecha Rebbe Yomori, where they could still back out. They could change their minds. Says the Gemara, so that's one kasha. Just give this. Don't tell me it's a technical problem. You can give them Hasra right after. Why don't we give them the testimony before we warn them before they walk into Bezdin? Ah, you said it's too early. And when they're actually testifying, we'll just say to them, guys, remember what we said to you before Bezdin. Just you'll remind them of it. So therefore, the Gemara says, this is not the reason why Edom Zomim don't get lashes. It's not because there's no time to give them Hasra. You could figure out when to give them Hasra. That's not the issue. Hadar Amar Abaye. So Rava said, we don't give them Hasra because there's no time to give it. Abaye says, I agree with you, Rava, that Edom Zomim don't need Hasra, but it's not for the reason that you said, because there's no technical time to give it. You could give it to them right afterwards. It's not a problem. Or we can give it to them earlier and remind them, Bishas Maisim. No. I agree with you, Rava, that Edom Zomim don't need Hasra, but not for the reason that you said, for a different reason. Isak, that Edom Zomim tzrich an Hasra, if you're going to tell me that Edom Zomim need warning, kilom asrinu b'hu lo katlinu lehu, and if we don't warn them, we don't kill them. Mi kamidit inu b'ay kata b'lo Hasra, inu b'ay Hasra. Habin ma'asizal kasher zom las l'achi v'leka. Says the Gemara, you know why you can't give Edom Zomim Hasra? Because Hasra would fly in the face of the requirement of kasher zomim. Because what does the Torah say about Edom Zomim? Do to them what they wanted to do to the plaintiff, right? Reuven and Shimon come to Bezdin. Let's do it like this. Levi and Yehuda come to Bezdin and say, Reuven killed Shimon. So what are we going to say? We're going to go to Levi and Yehuda and say, you know, you better not lie about Reuven killing Shimon, because if you lie, we're going to kill you. So wait a second. Says Abaye, we can't give Hasra to Levi and Yehuda, because Levi and Yehuda wanted to kill. They made up the story, right? We're saying they're lying. They made up. They said Reuven. They wanted to kill Reuven without warning him. So we have to kill them without warning them, because the Torah says Vasisem lo kasher zamam lasus lachiv. You must do to them exactly what they wanted to do to the other one, just like they wanted to kill him without warning him. So do we kill them without warning them? So you see, Edom Zomim don't need Hasra. That's Abaye's Raya. It's part of Kasher Zomam. Mi kamida de'inu bo'i kata b'lo Hasra. Levi and Yehuda wanted to kill Reuven without warning him. Ve'inu bo'i Hasra. So what are we going to say? You need to give Hasra to Levi and Yehuda? Habinu v'asiz lon kasher zon asalacha v'leka. You got to do to him exactly what he wanted to do to the other one. And he wanted to kill the other one without warning, so we kill him without warning. So that's why Abaye says Edom Zomim is an exception to the rule. It's the only punishment that we give a guy a punishment without warning him. Because of Asisem lo kasher zomim lasis lachiv. Wow. Maskif la Rav Sama Barid Rav Yirmiya. Ela me'ata ben grusha ben chalutza delomi kasher zomim kamas rabbi li boy hasra. Wait a second, but there's some times by Edom Zomim where we don't do kasher zomim. That's the very first Mishnah Maseches Makos. It says, if we testify that someone's a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, we don't give him Masra. What do we give him? We don't give him Masra. We don't give him Kasha Zemam. We don't make him into, if he's a Kohen, the Edom were Kohanim, we don't make him a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. Rather, what do we do to the guy? What do we do to him? We give him, very good. We give him Malchus. Very good. We give him Malchus. So maybe in that case you should have Hasra. Libay Hasra answers the Gemara. Amakra mishpat echad yelachem mishpat hashav lekulchem. If 99% of Edom Zomim don't require Hasra, even if there's one case where we're not doing kasher zamam, we have to require Hasra there too, because we like all the dini Torah to be the same, play with the same rules, play with the same halachas, and therefore mishpat echad yelachem mishpat hashav lekulchem. So,
Rabbeinu, we also have the case of galus too. There's two cases that they
get. Yeah, same story. I would assume same story over there too. So that was a second reason why Edom Zomim, actually a third reason why Edom Zomim do not require Hasra. Now, yesterday's daf, we also said Chovel B'Chaveiro is money and not Malchus. Why? Because Chovel B'Chaveiro, there's a special pasuk. Kasher asa kein yinasein bo. Davar hanitan miyad liyad. That was yesterday's daf. I don't know if you caught it in the 12 minutes, but davar hanitan miyad liyad. So it's mammon. So chol b'chaveiro is mammon and not malchus. So now Rav Shisha is going to bring a different source for that as well. Rav Shisha b'ed Rav Yidi Amar, chol b'chaveiro nami mamon mishal mikol olaki. Chol b'chaveiro also only pays money and not lashes. Mehacha, from here. If two guys are fighting and they end up injuring a pregnant woman and cause her to miscarry, losing all of her fetuses or feti, I think both are legitimately Englishly correct. Englishly is not correct, but I think legitimately both feti and fetuses works. I think. Check me up, the English professors. So, if the feti are miscarried. V'amar Rabbi Elazar, b'matzus shebemisah kos medaber, it had to be talking about a fight to the death. These two men were fighting to the death. How do I know that? Because it says, "Tichsev v'im alson yev nasata nevesh tachas nevesh." If the girl dies, we kill the killer. Even though the killer was not intending to kill the woman, he was intending to kill this other guy. This opinion holds, Niskavin laharogazeh, baharogazeh, is chayiv misa. If I intend to kill one Jew and I kill a different Jew, I'm chayiv misa. So you see, b'matzah shemisa kada, v'heichi dami. Now, what was the case here? Idolo asrube, if there was no hasra, my miktal, why are you killing the guy? Elabshita da asrube, must be that they warned him, don't get into a fight with this guy and kill him, because if you get into a fight with this guy and you kill him, we're going to kill you. And now the Gemara makes an assumption which it's soon going to back out on. If we warn him for Misa, included in a warning for Misa is also a warning for Malkos. If the woman does not die, we just damage the fidai. Anoshianesh, you pay money, and there's no malchus for chol b'chaveiro, even though you warned them for Misa, and included in the warning for Misa is also warning for malchus. So you see, chol b'chaveiro, money and not malchus. Ask the Gemara, what are you talking about? Matzah of Ashi, memai d'musa d'vracham, ha'am musa d'vrakal. How do you know that warning for Misa? The Torah's talking about where there was a warning for Misa. How do you know warning for Misa? You made this grandiose assumption that when you warn somebody for Misa, included in that is also a warning for the Malkus. If you don't end up killing the guy, but you end up punching out his teeth, so then you're going to be chayv v'chol b'chaveiro because you warned him for Malkus? Who says such a thing? Dilma loy havi. V'im tim slom havi. And even if you'll tell me that a warning for something more strict is considered to be a warning for something more lenient, memai de Misa chamura. Who says that death is more severe than lashes? What? Who says, anybody's common sense would say that death, but the Gemara says no. Who says that death is more severe than lashes? Dilma Malkus Chamer. Maybe lashes is more severe than death. What? What in the world does this mean? Well, death is like in 1 second, right? Yesterday, Rabbi Emerson, I think, tweeted, I watched it, that Rabbi Moshe Weinberger said that in the Holocaust, people would rather stand online and take rat poison and kill themselves than be subjected to the tormenting of the Nazis. Because like this, your life will be over in a few seconds, you'll have no more pain. But like this, who knows how long the pain's going to go on? Right here. Dilma Malkus Chamer. Maybe lashes is more severe than death. Now, the Rishonim point out, what in the world does this have a meaning that lashes is more severe than death? What in the world does it mean? So the Rishonim point out, it doesn't mean that we believe that as far as the Dina HaTorah are concerned, death is more, that Malkus is more chomer than death. We see that lighter Averis get Malkus and more serious Averis get death. Clearly, mitzad, the punishment of the Torah, death is worse than Malkus. Nobody would suggest that Malkus is a worse punishment to get than death. But what it means is that in the eyes of people, that's what the Rishonim say. Here we're not talking about the seriousness of the sin, rather we're talking about Das B'nei Adam, what do people consider to be more severe? There's a svar to say that Misa is easier than Malkus. And the Gemara brings a proof to this. What's the Gemara's proof to this? Da'ama Rav. Because Rav says, right? Some say Malkus has, right, the Ritva, the Shita Yeshana, and the Shita Gubat to say that Malkus is more of a bizayon and more pain. But let's see, the Gemara brings a raya. D'amar Rav, ilmalei nagdua l'chanani mishal v'azarya, had the Roman, I think it was the Romans, had by Hanani Mishael Vazir, when they forced him to jump into the fire, that they refused to bow down to the image of Nebuchadnezzar, Bavel, right? I said Romans, I didn't mean Romans. I meant the Bavel. So had they just threatened to whip Hanani Mishael Vazir, they would have bowed down to the image of that. No, it was not an image of Nebuchadnezzar. It was an image that Nebuchadnezzar had had put up in Bikas Beis Dora. And he said, anyone who refuses to bow down to this image would get thrown in the fire. Hanani Mishael Vazir did not bow down, and they threw him into the Kibshan Eish, and a miracle happened, and they got out of the burning furnace. But Rav said, since it was the choice of death versus bowing down, that's why they chose death. But if it was lashes, they would have chosen to bow down. Come. So in other words, Rav is saying that people, I don't know how Rav knew this, and furthermore, Tosis goes crazy. What do you mean? This is one of the Gimel Aveiros HaChamuros. Avodah Zarah, Gilei Raos, and Shfichas Damim. Avodah Zarah is Yaharek Val Yavor. You have to be killed rather than do it. What do you mean that if they would chosen lashes versus doing this, they would have chosen the Avodah Zarah? So let's first look at Tosis. Look at the second Tosis on the page. Ilmolin Yigdu L'chanai Mishael Vazir Havi Palchei L'tzalim. Says Tosis, Tema! Minolan. How do you know they would have chosen to bow down versus the lashes? Darina Baharoa, Gwaran Brachos, Kishotzias Rabbi Akiva Amar Kol Yomai Yisim Mitzta'a Posezei Yemasa Yavoli Liyadu V'akaymena B'chol Navshecha Amma Mashma D'b'chol Navshecha Mayri Afil Hoyu Miyasin Es Adam B'Yisurin Kashin. You have to give up your life. Wow. Dafyomi coincidence. Asara Haruge Malchus. Yesterday was Tisha B'Av. We're off by a day. Like in Gematria, it could be off by a day. Dafyomi coincidence, it could also be off by a day. Anyway. Shari Misakim Besar Maseki Barzel. Vikol Shekin Lenegude Kalvachomer, just to whip him and whip him. Of course, Hanani Mishael Vazir, the Gevaldik Tzadikim, of course they would have rather been whipped than worship the Tselem. What's Rav talking about? Well, I'm Rabbeinu Tam. The Osud Tselem, lo haya avodas kachavim mamish. So Rabbeinu Tam holds it wasn't really Avodah Zarah. Elo haya asi l'chavon hamelech. It wasn't really Avodah Zarah. It was just for the honor of the king. V'av b'kin haya bo kiddush Hashem. U'lekach masu atzman l'misa. And d'chsev, le'elohach, Less anon polchim, we'll tell them that, but there is a ton of discussion in the Rishonim about this. So some say it wasn't Avodah Zarah. It was just an image that was for the honor of Nebuchadnezzar. So nobody who bowed down to this thing was accepting it as a god. That's not what he wanted them to do. He just wanted them to bow down to it out of respect for him. Not that he's a god. Just out of respect for him. But Hanani Mishael Vazir wanted to give up their lives to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. So if it was just for lashes, they would have bowed down. But the chance to give up their lives, that they wanted to make a Kiddush Hashem.
Are they allowed to give up their lives if it's not...
Right, we discussed that. It's Machloikis, Tosis, and the Rambam. The Rambam says, no, Tosis Avodah Zarah of Zayin Amibayz has a shita that says that you're allowed to give up your life. It's a midas chasidus. The Rambam says you're a shaita. The Rambam says mischayv benafsho. You're not allowed to give up your life. But this kiddush, this is like a shas hashmad. This is a shas hashmad. So maybe maybe it was they were mechuyev to. Ratzul lekadosh es Hashem. Kevan shayu tzas pnei adam shesavru shezeh avodah zarah. It was a Maris Ayin Avodah Zarah. Some people thought it was Avodah Zarah. So, Ha'yitzim Leheter Miyuchel Lasuzos. That's why the Gemara says in Psachim Nun Gimel Amid Beis. We had this Gemara in Psachim Nun Gimel Beis. Maro Hanai Mishael Vazir Shepi Luatzim Lekibshan Eish. Nasu Kavachomer Mitzvardeim. The Gemara says in Psachim, they made a Kavachomer from the frogs in Egypt. Shekavtzu Letanur Mitzvayin Kedei Lekayish is Hashem. The frogs jumped into the ovens in Egypt in order to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. they were willing to give up their lives. But if it was a pestle of Avodah Zarah, you wouldn't need the kavachomer from the frogs. It would be a mitzvah. You don't need. They didn't need to make a kavachomer from the frogs. There's a basic halacha if it was real Avodah Zarah. That's what Tosis says. Ramban, Rashba, Ritva, everyone. Others say, even if it wasn't Avodah Zarah, if you bow down but you don't intend to accept it upon yourself, why do you have to give up your life? I'm bowing down, but I don't mean to accept it. Do you have to give up your life just to bow down, even if you're not accepting the Avodah Zarah as a God? That's also a major discussion. It's Marasayan of Avodah Zarah. So it's like the dust of Avodah Zarah. So you have to give up your life even for that. That's what it sounds like. Other Rishonim have different explanations here. The Ramban explains. The Ramban says the Gemara is just exaggerating. The Gemara doesn't really mean it. It's an exaggeration. It doesn't really mean the Hanan Mishael V'Azayah really would have chosen the Avodah Zarah over the lashes. The Gemara is just giving an exaggeration and saying, you know how bad lashes is? That even Hanani, Mishael, V'Azariah had, since they were given the option of the burning furnace, they jumped into the furnace. But had they been given the option of the lashes, they would have opted for the Avodah Zarah. Not that the Ramban, again, it sounds like a strange comment, but Mamish, the Rishonim say this. The Ramban says this. He says the Gemara just means it as an exaggeration, like an example. The Rashba quotes Rashi. This is not an our Rashi, but Rashba quotes a Rashi. The Gemara is actually asking it as a question. Not as a proof. That Malchus is a bigger chiddush. That, do you think that Hanani Mishael V'Azayah would have opted for would have been Pochel Utsama if you would have given them the ashes of lashes? Is it? No. They wouldn't have opted for that either, but the Gemara is just saying it that the lashes is worse than the death. Now, even if you gave them a more severe thing, like lashes, do you think they really would have opted for it? They wouldn't have. Not that they would have opted for it, but they wouldn't have. That's what the Rashba says. Others say, different answers. Okay, let's continue. Back in the Gemara. Says the Gemara. The Gemara answers, no. The Gemara answers, what do you mean Malchus is more severe than Misa? Amar Rav Sambrei de Rav Asi le Rav Ashi. Amrila Rav Sambrei de Rav Ashi le Rav Ashi. What kind of raya is that from Hanani Mishael V'Azariah? V'lo shani lach ben hakashi. Yesh lakitz alkashi. Ein lakitzvah. What are you talking about? Don't bring me a raya. Yeah, Hanani Mishael V'Azariah, if Nebuchadnezzar had lashed him to force him to bow down, he would have lashed him and lashed him and lashed him and lashed him forever. Yeah, maybe that's worse than death. Forever. To get lashed forever is worse than death. Because he'd ultimately probably die anyway. But 39 lashes, no one would say that 39 lashes is worse than death. It has an end. You can smell the end. You got to survive up till 39. And then it's done. So that's not the same thing. So even though death is more chomer than Malchus Bezdin, but Malchus that has no end, that might be worse than death. And the Gemara has other kashas. Malchus of Yaakov and Hapakod. Hanich l'rabbanan d'amre nefesh mamish. Your whole drasha from imason yev and asata nefesh tach nefesh, that makes sense if you say that when the Torah says nefesh, it means you're really going to kill him. El Rebbe d'amar mamon, Michael Amemar. So Rebbe who says that no, we're never gonna be mechayev somebody misa. So there was no hasra la misa. There was no misa over here. V'mason yev and asata nefesh tach nefesh means mamon. So the Gemara gives a third proof that Chovel Chaver paid. The Gemara doesn't like this so much, or some of the Amoraim disagree with Rav Shisha Breid Rav Idi. So the Gemara has a third proof that by Chovel B'Chaver, right? We had Kasher Asa Kein Yinasein Bo, Davinit Miyadliya. Then we had the second drasha of, it, right? Imason Yiyeh Menasata Nefesh Tachas, Nefesh Musul Davar Chomers Musul Davar Akal. So the Gemara has a third one. And this third one is going to follow very similar to the last one. Elamar v'yakum and harpakom mishmei deraba mehacha. Im yakum v'saleich b'chotz amishatov v'nikamakeh. One guy smacks another guy. We don't know whether he's going to die or not. So if he gets up and walks around after I killed him, so then I'm not chayv misa, says the Gemara. Really? The guy got up. He didn't die from what I hit him. So what are you going to think that I'm going to die from that? Why is it tough to say that? If he gets up, oh, you don't kill him. Ela malame shechov shnoso. We put the guy in jail. The imis, if the guy who you killed, who you hit, dies, katlinoi, we kill you. The lomis, if he doesn't die, shifto yitin verapo yurape. You got to pay money. Hey, chidam, I mean, what's the case? Itelo asrabe. If you didn't give him asra, am I mikto? Why are you killing him? Elip shita da asrabe. You did give him asra. And if you gave Masra for the Misa, you also gave Masra for the Malkus. So you see, it's money and not Malkus. Same kashas as before, Masra Ravashi. Who says just because you warned them for killing, it also includes in that a warning for Malkus? That you see that you know that maybe for lashes is worse than miso. Somebody of Samri the Ravashi, the Ravashi, Amrilo Rav Samri the Ravashi, the Ravashi. Velo Shani Loch Ben Hakosh, Yesh La Kitzvah Ben Hakosh. Ain't La Kitzvah? No, don't bring Mariah from Chanani Mishol Vazari. That was Hakosh Ain't La Kitzvah. And I think there's another kasha. Maska Ramari, Mimai de Bemezid, Venika Miktala. How do you know this whole story is talking about where you killed him Bemezid and it says you're not going to get killed? Dilma Bishogig. Venika Migalos, maybe we put him into jail and wait to see if the guy dies because he killed him b'shogig, and there was no hasra, and that's why there's no lashes because there was no hasra. Kashya says Gemara, you're right. That's a good kasha. Why is it a kasha, not a tiyufta? No, you could reject this and say that maybe there is no such thing as jail for galos. So maybe that's a response. Who says you lock a guy up and wait to see if the guy dies by a case of shogig? Maybe you only lock him up for mazik. And finally, Rabosa, we get to the third answer. The third answer is a simple answer. Rish Lakish Amar. Okay, we had Ula, who said money and not Malkus. We had, and it was talking about a Na'a, Bulgaris. We had Rabbi Yochan, who said Malkus, not Mamun, someone who does no Hasra. So it's only Mamun. Now we have a third answer. Rish Lakish Amar, Harmani Rabbi Meir Damar, Loke Umishalim. Makas is great, and Ksubas is great. Makas, we say, you get lashes. Ksubas, you get money. Loku Mishalim. It's Rabbi Meir's famous shita. E Rabbi Meir, afilu bitonami. Even if you rape your daughter, there should be money and death. Chitim Rabbi Meir, loku Mishalim, bislay, meisim sham lesle. No, maybe Rabbi Meir says, Malkus and Mamon, yes. But Misa and Mamon, no. Come live with the rabbinate. Hello, really? No, I'll prove to you. Rabbi Meir denies the whole principle of kam leib de rabbinay even by death. Whoa. Hello, Vatanya, gonav etavach b'shabbos. If a guy stole and slaughtered, say chayiv dalad vehei, four or five times, chamisha b'kar yisham tachas hashor v'arbatzon tachas haseh, for tvicha u'mechira, a guy steals and slaughters it on Shabbos. So he's chayiv for violating Shabbos, right? Ganav etavach levodas chacham, or he slaughtered it for avodah zarah. Ganav shar niskal utvacho. That's a different halacha. We'll see tomorrow's daf. If you shar niskal is worth no money, but if you steal it and you slaughter it, mishan zeshlam abav chamisha. Divrei Rabbi Meir, you have to pay four or five times. Five if it's an ox and four if it's a sheep. Divrei Rabbi Meir, he says you pay money even though you chayv misa for Shabbos and for avodah zarah. The chacham and pochim come libid the rabbinate. So you see, Rabbi Meir denies come libid the rabbinate in gansin. Says Gemara, Ha'idmar Allah, Amr Rabbi Yachman, Rabbi Yochan, Amr Allah, Amr Rabbi Yirmiyah, Amr Rabbi Shimon Lakish, Rabbi Oven, Rabbi Loi, B'chol Chavaros, Mishmei, the Yochan Amring, B'toveach Ayidei Acher. No. Rabbi Meir says the reason why you have to pay, you don't say Kalim V'Rabnei, is you made a shliach to slaughter for you. And by Hilcha Shabbos we say, Ein shliach L'dvar Aveira, the shliach's chayv and you're not chayv. But as far as the chiv of Dalad V'hei Tvichu Mechira, it's one of the exceptions to the rule. We say yesh shliach ledvar aveira, and you have to pay, even though you shliach did the slaughtering, you have to pay. Ask the Gemara, how could that be? V'chizeh chote v'zeh mischayev, he slaughtered, and I have to pay the dalad v'hey? Amarava, yup. Amarachmana, utzvacho o mechiro, ma'amechira ide acher, af tvicha ide acher. Tvicha u'mechira is an exception to the rule, and if I appoint somebody else to do it, I have to pay. Even though somebody else did the slaughtering, I pay the dal vei. Tvei Rabbi Shmuel Tana, o le Rabbi Zitzah Shaliach, utvacho o mucharo, tvei Chizkiya Tana, tachas. Chamisha b'kar shalem, tachas ashar, v'arbetzon zizeh, le Rabbi Zitzah Shaliach. Maskev lo marzutcha. Mika mizdi lo v'diyu lo m'chayv, v'abit shliach m'chayim. How could it be that had I slaughtered this, I would have been exempt, and now that I told my shliach to do it, I'm chayav? My shliach is more chayav than me. If I had slaughtered it myself, I would have been chayav. I would have been exempt from dalvei because of kumble. But now that I told my shliach to do it, I'm chayav. Answers the Gemara an amazing answer, which requires a lot of time, which I don't have to explain. Not to explain the pashup shop, but to go into it, I'll just give you the basics. Ihu lav mishum delo machayav. No. If had I slaughtered it, I'd be exempt from payment, not because I'm not chayav the payment. I'm chayav the payment. But kamalei b'derabim, he says, Bezdin can't be machayav me the payment, even though I'm really chayav the payment. Which sounds like, whenever you're exempt from payment because of kamalei b'derabim, you should still pay it, b'bolat seis yedei shamayim. Bezdin can't be machayav you to pay the money because of kamalei, but you should still pay b'bolat seis shamayim. Elam mishum de kamalei b'derabim. So Bezdin can't be machayav me. Now this is a Gemara in Bava Metzia about this, that sounds like, the lashon of this Gemara sounds like, you still have to pay. Even if you're exempt from a payment because of Klamei Medabene, you should still pay B'Bala Tzeis Yedei Shamayim. However, Tosis says, no. That's only by a Chi of Mamon. But here we're talking about a Chi of Knas. So a Chi of Mamon, you have to pay Lotz Yedei Shamayim. But a Chi of Knas is only if Bezdin Mechayev me. If Bezdin's not Mechayev me to pay Knas, if you rape your sin, your daughter, and Bezdin's not going to be Mechayev you, so then you're not really Chayev it. Mamonis, it's the act that's mechayiv you. Knas, it's bezin that's mechayiv. That's a Tosfos in Tosfos over here. Lav, bottom Tosfos. Lav, you shouldn't lo mechayiv. Take a look at bottom Tosfos. Avgav da'achav filo tzeis dishemayim ein mechayiv. The dafka be mamon hu damar rava basoch esapolim. Esna nastar filo baal imoy. The mechayiv ba'al tzeis shemayim. Aval knas lo mechayiv al pi bezin. Bekomakom nicha dekeim and chayiroy l'schayiv im loyim mischayiv benavsho. Okay, we will stop here. We'll pick it up as Hashem tomorrow. By the words, everyone should have a great day. See, I made up, Dr. Joe. You see, you open your mouth. Yesterday you got 12 minutes. Today you got 42 minutes. Have a great day.